Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Murray Dixon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Murray Dixon. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell bunts towards first. Irvin scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanky covering, for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixon moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dixon scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Bell reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Thompson, who throws to Dark, who tags Bell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Giants, 1. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1. Pirates. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Kramer now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Stevens moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillinger moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-4 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into right field. Mueller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mueller. Dillinger scores. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. Kiner moves to third. It's 5-1, Pirates. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kiner scores. It's 6-1, Pirates. George Spencer now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 7-1, Pirates. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Westrum fields it and throws to first for the out. Westlake moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCullough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanky moves to third. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.